Kindness Includes Everything by George Saunders. What I regret most in my life are failures of kindness. Those moments when another human being was there in front of me, suffering, and I responded sensibly, reservedly, mildly. Or to look at it from the other end of a telescope, who in your life do you remember most fondly, with the most undeniable feelings of warmth? Those who are kindest to you, I bet. It's a little facile, maybe, and certainly hard to implement, but I'd say, as a goal in life, you could do worse than try to be kinder. Now, the million-dollar question, what's our problem? Why aren't we kinder? Well, here's what I think. Each of us is born with a series of built-in confusions that are probably somehow Darwinian. These are, one, we're central to the universe. That is, our personal story is the main and most interesting story, the only story, really. Two, we're separate from the universe. There's us and them out there, all that other junk, dogs and swing sets and the state of Nebraska and low-hanging clouds and, you know, other people. And three, we're permanent. Death is real, okay, sure, for you, but not for me. Now, we don't really believe these things. Intellectually, we know better, but we believe them viscerally and live by them. And they cause us to prioritize our own needs over the needs of others. Even though what we really want in our hearts is to be less selfish, more aware of what's actually happening in the present moment, more open and more loving. So the second million-dollar question, how might we do this? How might we become more loving, more open, less selfish, more present, less delusional, etc., etc.? Well, yeah, good question. Unfortunately, I only have 3 minutes left. So let me just say this. There are ways. You already know that because in your life there have been high kindness periods and low kindness periods. And you know what inclined you toward the former and away from the latter. Education is good. Immersing ourselves in a work of art, good. Prayer is good. Meditation's good. A frank talk with a dear friend. Establishing ourselves in some kind of spiritual tradition. Recognizing that there have been countless smart people before us who've asked these same questions and left behind answers for us. Because kindness, it turns out, is hard. It starts out all rainbows and puppy dogs and expands to include, well, everything.